This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 387, Three Shocking Reasons You Keep Losing Sales by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. And hi again, I'm Dan. I am your host and narrator here, and I read to you every single day from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship that we can find. Today's post comes to you from Brian Tracy, and we're going to get right to it now as we optimize your life. Three Shocking Reasons You Keep Losing Sales by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. Have you ever wondered why you keep losing sales that you thought you had? Most salespeople blame the prospects for them losing the sale by saying things like, they weren't qualified for my product or service, or they just don't see the need, or they didn't have the money, or they just weren't that serious about solving their problems. And the list of excuses goes on and on. When in reality, the reasons why the salesperson loses the sale 9 out of 10 times is because of the way they are communicating with their potential customers. Here are the top 3 shocking reasons why you keep losing so many sales. Reason number 1, you're viewed as just another salesperson by your potential customers. Have you ever stopped and wondered how your potential customer actually views you? What sets you apart from every other salesperson trying to sell your potential customer something? Selling has changed dramatically even in the last 5 to 7 years. Now, with the power of technology, social media, and the ease of the internet, we live in a completely different era. The consumer knows all about your company, your products and services, your pricing, your competitors, how long you've been in business. They know everything about you by doing a simple Google search on their phone or computer. Because of this technology, your potential customer will no longer be manipulated or pressured by a salesperson, since they know they have many other choices to choose the exact product or service you sell. Realize your potential customer, and all of us, as a matter of fact, now live in a 24/7, 300-plus channels, and everyone is always connected to the online world. The huge effect of this is countless companies and salespeople are trying to sell your potential customer something all of the time, and everyone competes for their attention and their money. However, once you realize the solution, you will keep not only their attention, but also their business. So, if you're still using the same old traditional selling techniques of posturing your prospects, assuming the sale, and being pushy, then most of your prospective customers will look at you as just another salesperson trying to stuff your solution down their throat. They treat you like every other salesperson by being defensive towards you, throwing out objections, and rejecting what you're offering. So, what's the solution? Learn how to ask skilled questions that will take you deeper into your conversation with your potential customers. Ask them in a calm, relaxed, conversational way, and then sit back and listen to their answers. Then ask more questions to probe deeper. When you learn to do this effectively, your potential customer will want to stay engaged with you, communicate with you, and do business with you. When you focus on your potential customer's world and what they're looking for, rather than focusing on your world, your agenda of trying to make the sale, you will notice your prospects will become very open to you and treat you with respect. They will start to view you as the trusted authority in your industry rather than just another salesperson trying to sell them something. Reason number 2, you're a product pusher instead of being a problem finder and solver. 99% of salespeople are what I call product pushers. It's not their fault, per se, as they have been taught by their companies and the old sales gurus they need to ask a few questions to find the needs of the prospect and then go into their sales pitch. Then present all the features and benefits of how their product is the best and how much it's going to help them, etc., etc. But whose opinions are these? Well, they're yours, of course. And who do you think your potential customer cares more about? Your opinions and your agenda of making the sale? Or are they more concerned about themselves and what they are looking for? So what's the solution? Remember, as sales professionals, we are in fact problem finders and problem solvers. It is not enough in the post-trust era we live in today to be excellent at just solving problems. You must now be even better at problem finding, meaning uncovering challenges they may not know they have. Without helping them uncover their own problems, it's impossible to be a problem solver. We have always been told that great salespeople are excellent at problem solving. They can assess their potential customer needs and then deliver their solution. And this ability to solve your potential customer's problems matters to your success. But today, when information is abundant and accessible rather than limited and hard to find, it matters relatively less. After all, if your prospect knows precisely what their problem is, Whether they are hoping to buy a new computer or take a 5-day cruise, they can find that information to make a decision without you. The services offered by salespeople are far more valuable when your potential customers are mistaken, confused, or clueless about their true problems. In those situations, the ability to persuade others hinges less on problem solving than on problem finding. Remember that only a short time ago, buyers faced several challenges to solving their problems on their own. They had to rely on salespeople because the salesperson had access to information that the buyer did not have access to. But today, with the power of the internet and social media, that information is at the buyer's fingertips. This technology has completely reshaped the sales process in the new world of selling. The "just trust me" line is no longer relevant in the new economy. To be in the top 1% of salespeople, you have to be an expert problem finder. Reason number 3, your outward enthusiasm is causing your potential customer to run away from you. Here's the myth. Be enthusiastic about your product or service, and when the customer sees you excited, they will be excited too. I almost have to laugh at this one. You can never, ever assume that because you are excited and enthusiastic about your product or service, that they are going to be as well. In fact, in the new economy we live in today, your potential customers do quite the opposite. They are used to every salesperson having a big smile on their face, eagerly waiting to pitch and sell them their product or service. So your potential customer has built defensive walls to protect themselves from enthusiastic salespeople. When they feel your outward enthusiasm from you, they will do one of two things. One, they will withdraw from you because you have overwhelmed them and they disappear from you by not returning your calls, your emails, or texts. Or two, they will get defensive, throw out objections, and flat out reject you and what you're selling. So what's the solution? Instead, switch your enthusiasm inward and be excited about what you sell, but keep it to yourself. Be calm and relaxed when communicating with your prospective customers. Be conversational, like you're talking to a family member or friend, and notice how your prospects will start to open up to you and treat you like an advisor rather than the dreaded salesperson who's trying to stuff his or her solution down their potential client's throat. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Shocking Reasons You Keep Losing Sales by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Brian Tracy for today's post. He is the chairman and CEO of Brian Tracy International. Brian and his company help people achieve personal and business goals quickly and easily. He has studied, researched, written, and spoken for 30 years in the fields of economics, history, business, philosophy, and psychology, and is the top-selling author of over 70 books. His talks and seminars on things like leadership, selling, self-esteem, goals, strategy, creativity, and success psychology are super effective in creating immediate changes and long-term results. Brian is also active in community and national affairs and is the president of three companies headquartered in Solana Beach, California. Come by his site, which again is briantracy.com, and he's actually narrated across all of our podcasts in our network, so if you do like his style and what you heard today, check out our other shows. You can search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them. And I think that's going to do it for me today. As always, I thank you so much for being a subscriber and for being with me all the way through to the end today. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.